and had been tortured. Many people gossiped about the dead and about what they must have done to deserve such a terrible fate.
Pueblo pequeño, infierno grande, my mother says now, which means small village, big hell.
Most people believe that the victims were guilty of something, but my brother and I realized this was not true when Edgar, a 16-year-old friend of ours, was tortured and murdered along with his uncle. Towards the end of 1994, when I was 13 years old, Luis Fernando Rincón was elected mayor of Aguachica, and we were all hopeful that this would bring big changes. But days after Rincón took office, the director of the local hospital, Dr. José David Padilla, was murdered. Padilla was liked by many people, and hundreds turned out to follow his coffin through the streets of Aguachica. A lot of us waved white handkerchiefs in protest against the raging violence. It seemed as if anyone who stood for peace and justice was at risk. They still are. Soon afterwards, several armed groups informed Mayor Rincón that he was on their death lists. Rincón refused to be intimidated and instead announced that it was time for